11 ways to improve your confidence.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, and this is your special Law of Attraction Build Your Confidence podcast. Today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Dreams and goals, so important to the human spirit. I mean, without dreams, without goals, without tomorrows, what do we have? So think about this. The one thing that you need, perhaps more than anything else, is confidence. Confidence that you can accomplish, you can achieve, you can create, you can attract miracles in your life. You are a manifester. You are a miracle maker. I don't know how old you are. I don't know how young you are. I don't know how well educated you are. I don't know if you are sick. But whatever your condition, you can do something today that will catapult your confidence to a whole new level and will help you attract the life you desire and the life you deserve. I'm going to share with you 11 ways that I have found in my own journey help me to improve my confidence. You know, we're always working on our confidence. I'm not talking about ego persona. I'm not talking about expanding the ego. I'm talking about deep inner core confidence that takes us to a new level in our life, that helps us achieve more of what we're capable of achieving, that helps us manifest more of what we're truly able to manifest. So number one, learn something new and specific. Take a topic that is specific, specialized knowledge. I am absolutely sold on this idea of specialized knowledge. I've seen young guys, young women come out of college. They got a Bachelor of Arts degree. They've studied a little bit of sociology, a little bit of psychology, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And they have some degree that is almost useless when it comes to taking their life to the next level, manifesting their dreams. They've learned a lot of useless chatter and information. They filled their head with a lot of BS. But they haven't gained specialized knowledge. I met a man many years ago whose office was in a warehouse. My dad took me to meet him because at that time we had a very successful advertising agency. This was way back in the 70s. Very successful. And we had clients all over the place. And we had these most beautiful office you've ever seen with cherry wood furniture and everything you can imagine. Anyway, long story short, he took me to meet a guy whose office was in the corner of a warehouse. And I got a chance to meet this guy. He was a multimillionaire. He wasn't concerned about cherry wood or leather furniture. He was concerned about achievement, production. He worked out of a small corner office in a warehouse, and he made millions. Why? Because he had specialized knowledge. He may not know a darn thing about this or that or anything else, but he knew how to make money in his business. He knew how to serve his clientele. Now, I'm not telling you to be narrow-minded. What I am telling you is find an area and gain some specialized knowledge in that area. Then you have it. Then you move on to another area and you gain some more specialized knowledge and you keep doing it You never stop. School never lets out. There is no final bell. Okay, you're always in school as long as you're breathing. Specialized knowledge, absolutely important. And it builds your confidence in ways you can't even begin to imagine. Because you know you can accomplish stuff. You know you can manifest stuff in your life. Second, do something good for someone today. Buy somebody a cup of coffee that's standing in line. Do something for your wife or your husband that you haven't done in a long time. Do something for your son or your daughter or your father or your mother. Do something good for someone, because as you do good things for people, we call it paying it forward, but as you do good things for people, it just expands your energy field. And when you expand your energy field, you expand your confidence. Hit the gym at least 4 days a week for 6 weeks minimum. Sit down, look at your calendar and say, okay, I'm going to do 4 days a week. I don't know, sometimes with me, with my schedule, you know, those 4 days will change from week to week. I ideally would like them to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but sometimes I get very, very busy on Thursday or on a Wednesday, so I'll move it to a Friday. But get those 4 days a week in. And focus on weightlifting, lifting weights. I'm not talking about building huge muscles. I'm not talking about greasing yourself up and running down, walking down the runway and being a superstar. I'm just talking about getting strong, building some muscle. And that goes for ladies too. Okay. So as you build up this muscle, your confidence slowly starts to increase. You start to feel like, wow, I can do all kinds of stuff. And pretty soon you're there for 8 weeks, 12 weeks, and you've got a whole new body. It's exciting. Get your goals and intentions clear. Write them down. I mean, without clear goals and intentions, you're just a cork bobbing in the water. You need clear goals. You need clear intentions. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. And I am absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this podcast. I'm even more thrilled to offer you 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, where during that 30 minutes, we're going to talk about a mentoring program that can absolutely change your life. We believe, very simply, that you deserve the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. We believe all three of those pillars are absolutely essential to a successful, happy life. So visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Okay, what's next on the list? Cancel these thoughts. I can't. I won't. I'm not able. I'm not good enough. When those thoughts come into your mind, and they will from time to time, it's normal. But when those thoughts come into your mind, simply say, cancel that thought. Cancel that thought. I can do this if I choose. I am able if I choose. I am good enough. I'm not too young. I'm not too fat. I'm not too skinny. I'm not too old. I'm not too white. I'm not too black. You know, I am just so tired of all the excuses that people meet. Achievers achieve in any environment. Achievers achieve in any environment. If you're an achiever, if you're a manifester, it doesn't make any difference what the environment is about. You do incredible things. You overcome incredible odds because you have incredible confidence. So these steps will help you, every one of these, increase your confidence. And by increasing your confidence, you're increasing your personal power. And when you increase your personal power, you increase your ability to believe that you can do whatever you desire to do, that you can manifest whatever you desire to manifest, that you are truly a co-creator of your reality. Well, one that I haven't paid a lot of attention to, I will admit that to you, but I am interested in it now, and I'm moving in this direction, is learn survival skills. If you can survive a week or two out in the woods and you know what to eat, you know how to start a fire, you know how to build a shelter, that increases your confidence as a human being on this planet so much. If you know how to use properly a bow and arrow or even make one, if you know how to do anything that deals with survival, use a firearm, load your own bullets. I mean, all of that increases your personal power and your independence and your confidence. Learn survival skills. And when I say survival skills, that can include learning firearms and taking courses and things like that. But I'm also more talking about how to start a fire without a book of matches. You know, how to, if you get caught in a snowstorm, how to use your car to keep you warm or to keep you safe. You know, there's all kinds of techniques. And when you study that just a little bit and you think about it and you kind of walk through it with your mind, you've developed a skill that a lot of people don't have. A lot of people just roll over and die, but you have survival skills. You can survive. And look, hey, isn't this important? When you believe that you can survive in almost any condition, then surviving when things are normal, whatever normal is, but surviving when you have electricity and food and a car and a phone and all of that kind of stuff just becomes so much easier because you've developed this confidence, this inner power. Survival skills, essential. Choose to be confident through affirmations every day. You need to be doing at least one affirmation that deals with your personal power, your confidence, your ability to manifest. Well, I think this is important. Avoid drama, negative people, and rejectors. Look, you're always going to have rejectors. If you take a stand in life on anything, there's going to be a certain group of people that are going to reject your stand. You know, there were a lot of people that rejected Gandhi. There was a whole lot of people that rejected Christ. There are people that reject any person that runs for office. We get letters every day of people that reject our message. I can't be concerned with the people that reject me. Doesn't mean I don't love them. Doesn't mean I don't care about them. But I have to be concerned with the people that see a value in my message. And what about these negative people? Everything is always bad. The sky is always falling. Get away from those people, okay? You're better off being alone, trust me. And avoid people that like drama. When you start freeing yourself up from these kind of people, you're going to find that it's so much easier to be confident. Your confidence will grow drastically. Well, how about you forgetting the pros and cons? You know, always having to weigh things out. It's called the Ben Franklin Ledger statement. I use it all the time. It's great. You know, most of the time it's effective. You draw a line down the center of the page, reasons for, reasons against. But every now and then I want you to throw that thing away and just say, I am bold. I choose to be bold. I am bold. I choose to be bold. Number 10 on my list is gratitude. When you are engaged in daily gratitude, your confidence will grow. It'll expand because you're just filling yourself with so much optimistic and positive energy. And last but not least is one that most of you will reject. I understand that, but I'm going to put it in there anyway. And that is learn some sales skills. Read some sales books. I recommend anything by Tommy Hopkins. Tommy Hopkins. And we'll have a few of those on our website at Law of Attraction Solutions. Now you say, why learn sales skills? Because salesmen have to learn to be confident. You don't knock on somebody's door and say, hey, I'm here to show you some life insurance or a vacuum cleaner or this new car without having some inner power and confidence. And when you think about all the great creators in the world, they all had sales skills. Even Thomas Edison had some incredible sales skills. Jeff Bezos from Amazon, incredible sales skills. I mean, everybody that achieves anything has to develop some sales skills. You may have to sell to the board of directors. You may have to sell some new clients. You may have to sell employees. You may have to sell your wife on the idea. I don't know. But develop some sales skills. I recommend any book by Tommy Hopkins. Okay, there you have it. 11 ways to drastically, and I do mean drastically, increase your confidence. Focus on your confidence. Where your energy flows, everything begins to grow. So if you're flowing your energy on your personal confidence and power, it'll expand. Now, others can go this way or that way, but I choose to go my way. Choose your own destiny. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.
Don't miss an episode of Law of Attraction, Secrets with Miracle Mentor, Ancient Wisdom Teacher, and Master of the Matrix, Robert Zink. Subscribe now on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher.